front row for tomorrow's second annual X-Belt 225 here at the Circuit of the Americas. We have Sheldon Creed, driver of the number 20 Wiley X Chevrolet, and Zane Smith, driver of the 38 Speedco Ford. And let's first talk, get your opinions on qualifying today and the laps you laid down there in the final round. We'll start with you, Sheldon.
I didn't really know what to expect with coming in and driving Tyler's trucks. Obviously, they've had speed at road course in the past, so really happy with how it's driving. We really haven't changed a whole lot, and obviously a lot different feel than the GMS trucks I've had, but just feel like I can hustle this one really hard, which I like. But I feel like the repave is a lot more grip in some areas. I don't know how you feel about it, but I feel like there's more grip in some areas, and I don't feel like the tire fall off is as bad, at least for me, compared to what I thought from last year. I thought my tire fall off was really bad, where this year I actually thought I got better after the second or third lap.
Zane, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I think it's a completely different racetrack, especially in some areas. What Sheldon said, it's definitely a way different feel than what I've had in the past on road courses, but I think with the repave, I was a lot looser through it, and throughout practice and qualifying, I think made good adjustments and kind of got a feel that of what I'm used to and of what I wanted, and I think that's where a lot of the speed came from in that second round.
Okay, we'll open the floor up for questions. If you have a question, raise your hand. We'll get a wireless microphone to you. Right there in the back. Gentleman in the orange shirt.
Brian Walker with Positive Country. Is there any concern for either of you guys being on the front row in the truck series going into that first turn tomorrow at the start of the race with how road courses kind of shape out?
This place isn't as bad as like an Indy or some of the places I feel like the NASCAR goes to. I feel like there's always that chance, right, that someone's going to miss their breaking point and drive through a few trucks, but I know that's racing at the end of the day if that does happen to you.
Yeah, I think I'd seen the 7 was third, and I don't know if Kyle was fourth or what, but at least with those trucks, you kind of trust that they know they're done.
Go front to Bob.
Bob Pockris, Fox Sports. Sheldon, you said on the telecast, it sounds like you're going to have to change a fuel pump. So if you do, what's the challenge of trying to come from the back here?
Passing is obviously going to make it a little bit harder. Hopefully I can get a lot early and maybe get to the top 10 by the end of stage one. Obviously people are going to try to short pit it and whatnot. It's kind of up to what the team wants to do, if they want to short pit it or if we're even close enough to the leader to do that. But I'm confident our truck's pretty fast and that we can at least drive to close to the top 10 that first stage and then try to get ourselves in position during the second stage to go try to race for a win in the third.
Go here, Jeff.
How much, Sheldon, how much do you attribute your stadium trucks background to what you've been able to do on road courses with all the top fives you've had?
It's certainly helped, more laps on road courses and that, and the stadium truck's really hard to drive. So, it's definitely helped. The NASCAR stuff's been a little bit harder to learn, but really just having, I think, Josh Wise and Scott and those guys to work with and kind of show us their thoughts and apply those on the racetrack. I know Zane's been able to work with them, and it helps a lot being able to know that stuff before you get to the track.
Well, gentlemen, thanks for taking the time to join us, and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you. Thank you.